Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Welcome back from Miami.
You know, it's been more than
Miami Monkey.
It's been more than a week. It's felt like 84 years.
It seriously has. Like, I was like, oh, wow, we have like 10 years of news to catch
up
on.
Yeah, we were catching up. It felt like these 2 weeks were months long of content.
Yeah.
Our apologies. I will not do that again. However, that would have happened either way because I was supposed to see, as we know, Madonna opening night. So no matter what, I was going to take that weekend off. But it is crazy that all those things happen.
Yeah, that was a scheduled hiatus.
Scheduled hiatus. I had a lovely time down in Miami. I'm sad that I'm back. I prefer doing nothing, laying by the beach, by the pool, next to Palace Bar, going to parties, learning about queer Miami culture, going to Twist.
Oh.
It's a Twist.
Twister dance.
Twister dance. I really rocked the spots, ladies. It's a good time. It was literally a good time. I stayed at the good time.
Oh, really?
A good time.
Oh, my God. They should make that their theme song.
I know, right? It's Pharrell's hotel.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very, like, Instagram photo heavy. Like, there's different rooms that look very Insta-friendly. And there's the Strawberry Moon Pool, where they DJ every Saturday. We have this fierce duo called the Dew Twins. Shout out to the D-E-U-X Twins.
Oh.
The Dew Twins.
Ducks.
The Ducksmoy Twins. Cash is there this week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, they have names every time.
I still stay. You're the only thing I know. Bob.
So good. How was your weekend at the... What did you do?
I was fine.
Did you go out?
It's hot.
Nobody told me it was going to be that hot down there. I mean, I should have known.
I mean, it's like next to the equator. Like, what did you think?
We got the first ever City of Miami heat advisory because it felt like 112.
Oh.
So needless to say, I did not stay out too long. I would do a little dip in the water and get back in the shade. Did enough Speedo content to last a week. So that's good. That's all that matters, really. Yeah, no, it was a fine, fine time.
Loves it.
Mm-hmm. My friend took me to a Nicki Minaj party, too.
Oh.
We went to... it was called the Supernatural House. It's this house where also people live and have a club. And there was, shout out to drag queen FKA Twink. She was co-hosting. And
it That's funny.
I know, right?
Get
she also
it?
Did like a Slay Gaga tribute at Wynwood Pride the year before that I had seen. So good. But they had like a Nicki Minaj night that was really, really fun. And
did they call it Supernatural Bass? Brunch. Maybe boom.
Boom, boom.
Boom, Madonna's doing it.
well, no, they didn't. it was a good time though. Much different vibe than New York. I don't know. Like, there's, it's just a different vibe. Yeah, everybody knows everybody. But I guess that happens here too. It's just like, since I was in a different world, I didn't know anybody.
There's a strange in my house. Well, you're back.
I'm back.
Legends Only is back.
Mm-hmm.
Although, we had another close call, you guys, that we have to talk about.
Drawing up the paperwork.
Get a good lawyer.
Trisha Paytas is back.
Friend of the pod or enemy. I don't know anymore.
I think friend. I actually have a theory about this. Okay, so Trisha just launched a new solo podcast.
With a Wendy Williams microphone.
Yes. And a pink Wendy chair.
Yeah, she said it was inspired by Wendy.
Well, I mean, like, the queen is the queen. Like, the best of the best, let's be real. But she was talking on the podcast about possible names that they almost went with.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost went with Skinny Legends Only.
Yeah, well, we said we thought about Skinny, what was it going to be, Skinny Legends Only or something podcast. We thought about that name, which I didn't know if it was controversial.
Which obviously sounds like a spinoff.
It does sound like a spinoff. A little problematic, but...
like, it kind of is, but part of me wants to believe that we're, like, relevant enough where she did a search and was like, oh, there's already one called Legends Only.
Get a good lawyer.
And they just said no.
I'm sure she's peripherally seen it. Like, you're vaguely in her world.
A little bit. You know, I've done tour visuals for her.
Exactly.
We DM, but...
Exactly.
I don't have her number.
Okay. Well, baby
steps. Trisha, this is an open invite to call in to Legends Only.
Yeah, or have T. Kyle as a co-host on your pod. Which I know is the end goal.
Legends Only?
No. Honestly.
I would do both.
I would, well, that too. But I would happily set you free so that you could do just Trish and T. Kyle.
Yeah, and then I get canceled.
That's actually a very funny name. Just Trish and T. Kyle.
Oh man, that's funny. No, I'd want to be an extra. Like, it's fine. I can be...
Yeah, like, I think the thing that will work for her this way is, like, people can float in and out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She can do, like, what Wendy did with Nicole Scherzinger, where they wheeled that TV screen out, and it was Nicole Scherzinger on the screen. But, like, okay, I'm going to give this idea out for free. This is my pitch. Mm-hmm. She needs to do an intro where it's, like, here's Trisha, with some, like, Wendy-esque intro. I don't know what it is, though. I mean, or she should just get the Doors. Just fill in. Just, you know.
If anyone's going to make her theme song and everything, it's going to be you. Well, add it to your to-do list.
Whoop, whoop, shout it out. Freak, the freak to get freaky.
Oh,
whoop,
it's right there. Whoop,
shout it out. How you doing? It's me,
it's
Trisha.
This is, you're like, you're manifesting your dream.
I'm trying to manifest something. Anything.
Well,
but thank you, Trisha, for sparing us, because, you know, if it's Paris Hilton, you let us live, let us breathe, please.
They've all got their feet on our necks.
Ugh. I'll take them to court if anyone does. I will.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe we need a union.
Oh, podcast hosts. Could you imagine
podcast
a union,
union
of podcast gays with podcasts mm-hmm. as a union?
Yeah.
We would eat each other alive. It would be disbanded.
GWP. The GWP negotiations are underway.
Joining in.
They want one Ariana unreleased.
And the studios won't allow it.
Yeah,
we're joking, by the way. Like, we support
the writers, the actors, SAG-AFTRA, WGA.
We fucking talk fair, about the arts.
Fair wages and pay and rights. We are also aware that somebody with a podcast is doing the rounds with an idea of her own.
Yeah.
Miss Bethany Frankel, formerly of Real Housewives of New York fame, is suggesting that there should be a reality TV star union, and she's already put forth points and rules and ideas, and I saw a Variety interview. I saw she's been doing TV interview. She's serious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Influencer Bethany era.
Yes.
I kind of can't get enough of it.
It's a lot of content, I'll tell you that much.
Like, sometimes it's so annoying, and I'm like, I can't stop watching.
Well, to have you listen to the Jill Zarin reunion...
I'm not all the way through it yet.
Okay.
Because I need to, like, be, because it's so chaotic.
It's so chaotic. It's just, our podcast should really be more like theirs, where they're just
I'm basically Jill.
You were wearing the Ralph Lauren. No, I remember you at Surf Lodge. You were not wearing the Ralph Lauren.
There's a tick on my neck.
There's a tick on my neck.
Somebody get a picture. What is a tick on my neck?
No, it's gonna. I was gonna die. No, it did bite me. Did it bite? What doctor you got? It is insane. You will be. It will not help you through your day. But I listened to that. I also listened to their first listen or first reaction to Roni reboot. They did an episode.
They did.
Reacting to episode one, and they're like, I don't have any comments on the girls. I love the girls. It's all about the production.
Oh.
All about the production. They've got a lot of comments about they're getting used to the idea of the old guard and the new guard and how the new girls are very influencer and fashionista. And the old.
Yeah.
They're just like, we were nobody and then we became somebody on the show, but these people, they all think they're somebody. And and Bethany's pretending she doesn't know Jenna Lyons and the whole, all that.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it yet. Did you watch it?
I did.
I heard mixed to positive.
Yeah, it's. I would say mixed to positive. I watched it twice.
Oh, okay.
I felt like it was just fine. It wasn't
bad. It was
just there. It was just good.
Okay.
But I wasn't like hooked.
That was their assessment, is they said, I watched it, it was fine. I don't know if I'm invested.
Yeah. Visually, love the way that it's filmed and edited. It feels very New York to me. Like when you're watching it, I'm like, which is kind of how I felt about the old one, like watching in college. I'm like, oh, it feels like where I live. The new graphics are cool.
Yeah.
I cannot unsee Taylor Swift when I look at Jenna Lyons.
Oh, really?
Okay. I don't know what it is or something about the way she talks that is
it's
like...
She's a power lesbian.
Oh, well. Gaylor.
Gaylors. Gaylors, call in.
That's probably just a me thing because my brain is like totally fucked. But I wasn't as hyped.
Okay.
By it, but I would probably watch it on a binge watch.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And yeah, Bethany's like union thing.
Yeah.
She had some points.
She has some points. Yeah. I'm not discrediting it. There was a lot of really valid points that she was making about the way that, especially, and I do agree about this, like across the board, like if your show's a hit, you should make more money if your show's a hit. Like if you are a participant on something that is succeeding versus a show that, like, if those shows are on streaming and one continuously is 10 years later, like Friends or something like that, I don't know. I think you should be benefiting from that.
Yeah.
Like, you should
be
getting
it. Or if they sell it to other streaming.
Yeah.
Because it was on Hulu for a while.
Because otherwise...
Tubi has Dance Moms. Like,
there's no incentive to be good or bad as a TV show if you're not rewarded for being better with hits and views. Like, it makes sense that you should make more money if it was a successful show.
Yeah.
So... I understand that. And yeah, even for reality TV stars, like, yeah, your percentage probably should be based on replayability or something. I don't know.
Right? Like Miss New York, those two seasons of Flavor of Love.
Like, truly, you know, when people call for, like, justice
annual
for
pay.
Tiffany Pollard, like, it's, you know, she's so prevalent. Yeah, she should be making money for how much she is exposed in pop culture.
And, yeah.
You know, I don't know how to quantify memes, but
right,
but like the show would still be popular for if it was more streamable, I feel.
Yeah.
In any case, so she's doing that. We've got our union that we're working on as well.
low
union.
I did watch another show in full. Shocker.
What?
Everyone I know, like, the notoriously never watches anything.
Oh my god,
I binged the entire season of Netflix's Queer Love, The Ultimatum.
Oh my god.
Obsessed.
I watched the Trixie and Katya recap of it, so I feel like I have some understanding.
Oh my god, I was so hooked.
Yeah.
It was giving like Hills energy where I was like, this feels like reality, but there's certain moments where it felt scripted and I was kind of howling laughing.
Yeah.
But I was riveted.
Yeah, The Ultimatum. Before that, there was like a regular The Ultimatum, right? That prompted this one. I watched that. I binged that on a, we'll call it a date. But
what was your ultimatum?
It didn't go past dinner. But anyway, it was hooked. It's good, like trash TV binge for sure.
Yeah. Oh my god. Should I tell? Speaking of date, well, it wasn't a date, but like, do you guys want to hear a funny story about an interaction that I had recently with a man?
Obviously,
it involves Christina Aguilera.
When doesn't it?
Okay. So I went out to like a happy hour the other night and then went to another bar for a nightcap. So I'm sitting there and like just vibing and like just enjoying being out of the house. Mm-hmm. And this man comes and sits next to me and he's like, hey, like, do you mind if I sit here? And I'm like, sure. Like, hi, how are you? Like, introduce myself. We're talking. And Christina Aguilera, Not Myself Tonight, starts playing on all the TV screens. And I'm like, oh my God, bop. And he turns and looks at the screen and then looks back at me. No reaction. And I'm like, oh, do you know this song? And he looks again. And he goes, no, I don't know this one. And I'm like, and my face, obviously, like, I was
face
like,
face crack.
And I was like, oh, do you know who this is? And he looks again and he looks back at me and he goes, Lady Gaga? And my face, like, my, you know how I react sometimes? Like, I can't hide
all
it.
All times, yeah.
So my jaw hits the floor and I was like, and he goes, oh, is this a deal breaker? And I was like, honestly, yeah. and then he goes, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom and do some coke. Do you want any? It's like, no.
Spoken like a true Gaga fan. But
yeah, okay, well, it gets a little crazy. I mean, I don't know if this may be too X-rated for the...
X-Tina rated?
So he disappears for like 10 minutes and then comes back with another guy. They both sit down. The other guy introduces himself. Mm-hmm. Then the original guy who didn't know Christina Aguilera, Not Myself Tonight, leaves. And then the other guy goes to me, ugh, I just sucked his dick in the bathroom. It was awful. And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
I was like, so.
That could have been you.
And he didn't know Not Myself Tonight.
Like, that's a double whammy. Dick bad, doesn't know Christina.
Yeah.
Wow. You, God.
I give up.
Rejection is God's protection, and that's what that was for you.
Yeah. So I don't know if he's listening, but I wasn't really serious about it being a deal breaker.
Like, I think it should be.
But,
well, I think it should be a deal maker for you. I feel like you should find someone so outside of this stuff that it's like,
right,
you can teach him everything.
Yeah. I know. I was a little. The thing is, I get sassy when I flirt.
You do.
And so then, like, so at the end of the song, you know how, like, the old school videos would play, it would say, like, Christina Aguilera, Not Myself Tonight, RCA Records, like, with the Zomba logo or whatever, like, yeah, in the corners. So that popped up, and he was like, oh, it's Christina Aguilera. And I'm like, you just read the screen.
Call his ass out.
That's, well, my flirt. It's not working for me.
You could go for a softer
It has worked
approach.
Sometimes.
Yeah. The right man, it will work for.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, well, I give up. What were we talking about?
Not Myself Tonight. We were talking about Roni. We were talking about unions.
All the important things.
All the important things. Well, speaking of TV shows, since her show is not going to be maybe coming back for a little while, Miss Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Right? That would count. That would fall under the umbrella.
I believe so.
Wow. A lot is going to be pushed back. Miss Kelly Clarkson, in addition to, I guess, maybe having some more time on her hands, just released the playlist of every song that she's going to do in Vegas. And it is 65 songs long. It's called Vegas on Spotify. And the caption is, every night will be different. It did make me consider a flight when I saw what she's considering doing. Just miss the train.
I don't know if I can just miss this show.
Dark Side, like, stuff like that there is on this.
When is it?
I'm not sure. I think it's soon.
Can we get a press pass?
Right.
Legends only. Can someone give us a press pass for something?
There's so much My December. Sober's on it. Never Again, Maybe. Don't Waste Your Time.
Oh, so good.
Broken and Beautiful.
Okay, Broken and Beautiful moment. Is a we fucking have a bop. Yes. Even though those little fucking furry shits are running around, mm-hmm, or whatever they are, the little monsters. Mm-hmm. Broken and Beautiful is a fucking bop.
I know. Low is on here.
I mean,
The Trouble with Love is on here.
Oh. So. Me last the other night at the bar.
But yeah, Just Missed the Train really was the first thing that pulled my attention. I was like, do I need to fly to Vegas for Just Missed the Train? It's possible.
Just miss the plane. Oh, wow.
But congrats
it's
to all
October,
the...
It's October, right?
I think so.
Okay,
September, October.
Time.
I've got way too much coming up, allegedly. So
yeah.
I've got Kylie and Vake. Now, if Kylie and Kelly align, oh my God, wait. If they maybe were having that little moment backstage about Vegas, maybe they will align. That would be a dream. We'll see. And then Madonna's pushing back allegedly to October, November, if she's starting in Europe at those times. So, you know, I will have to be, there will be some Sophie's Choice situations happening. I don't
all know. Around the world.
All around the world.
Well, Kelly's going to be arriving in Vegas soon with Kylie. Mm-hmm. And there was another arrival this week.
A little baby.
A little Bobby.
Little Bobby.
Is here. The Lohanaissance has expanded.
Yes. The family has grown. The Lohan dynasty. Bobby Loué?
I'm unsure.
Okay.
Baby Lou.
Baby Lou?
Yeah.
Oh, see, all these things popped up already of people searching Lindsay Lohan. Oh, okay. Muslim Arabic name. The name, strong and steady.
Aww.
Is the meaning. Okay. Okay.
Oh my God, just like her.
Just like her.
That's so sweet.
So congratulations, Lindsay. And now you can release your album.
Literally. Take off those Peter Thomas Roth or whatever eye bag, get rid of her things.
Oh yeah.
And drop a beat. Not sponsored, but like she looked good in that ad. That's what it was for, right?
Yeah.
It was like the eye bag things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of, we just mentioned while I was gone, Madonna finally broke her silence. That happened in the same week that I wasn't there and confirmed that the tour is being pushed back to Europe as the opening date, which would technically be October in London at the O2. Maybe that's where I'll end up. But right now, I'm going to wait and see if that's true, because I feel like they might even be just like softening the blow of how far back it's going. But they were like immediately North America rescheduled entirely, which is no tiny feat. That is probably extremely expensive to do, to reroute a whole tour. But that means it's real serious. And we finally saw pictures of her out in the street. She's doing okay. She's starting to post again on Instagram. We're just happy she's good. But yeah, this really did do quite a setback for the tour.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that she's training and, you know, getting back to her strength.
Resting.
Resting, relaxing.
Voguing.
Voguing. Yes. Or in her bathroom, which seems to be where she's at the most. In front of a ring light. Yeah, we'll see when that tour pushes through.
Well, speaking of the O2, guess what?
What? Are you headlining?
I got my passport in the mail. Finally.
Oh, here we go. Abroad. Oh, overseas God, places like Canada.
My oyster. Did I need a passport to go to Canada?
I think you do. Yeah.
Oh. Well, now I can go anywhere I want, really, whenever I want.
Yes, you can. Where are you going first?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to plan it out. Like, I want to go to Iceland. I want to go to Germany. I want to go to Australia. But I also want to see how, like, things shake out next November, because one of those trips might be a one-way ticket.
No, I know it.
Oh, my God. I want to go to Peru. Anywhere that has the Northern Lights. Finland, I think. Norway.
Okay.
Anywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
Vegas. Tokyo.
Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, New Jersey.
No, I get it. I have plenty of countries I want to hit.
How many stamps do you have?
Really only
London,
England, and Canada. That's it. That's not very impressive. But I want to go, I want to do Mexico, Brazil, Japan, Korea, Norway, Sweden.
Oh my God, Sweden.
Sweden.
Let's go to Eurovision. Oh my God, I can go to Eurovision.
Eurovision. We should consider.
When is it? May?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's
my
a
God.
Long time to consider. Yeah.
Birthday trip. Honestly, 36 in Sweden.
Everyone's always 36 doing 36 in Sweden.
Swedish. Oh my God. That'll be my birthday theme.
Yes.
Hot. Okay.
Well, you know, we've been talking, we're zigzagging through our topics, but we've missed a lot.
Yeah. It was a struggle trying to weave these together.
Yeah. Back to the strikes and productions and production. We now know that the Wicked movies, because there are two, it's not just one, have been pushed because I think they have like 10 days left of filming or something. And obviously everything shut down with the strikes. So they are back at home. And we got some interesting headlines in the past few days about Miss Ariane.
She went to Wimbledon, speaking of London. Oh, that could have been our transition.
Oh, yeah.
From O2 to Wimbledon.
To Wimbledon.
Ariane. Was there.
Yeah.
That guy beat Djokovic. Thank God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, We also now know that she, well, for about 3 hours, she was a single dangerous woman. And then we found out she's actually in a relationship with SpongeBob.
Allegedly, right? Or no, it's...
I guess alleged, but I don't think it's...
Not confirmed? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is confirmed. So she is now dating Ethan Slater, who played SpongeBob on Broadway.
And is in Wicked, right?
Mm-hmm. They apparently met. They've been filming together since 2022 with the movie. She announced her split from her husband, Dalton Gomez. Although, allegedly, they had been apart for months. Ethan is also breaking up with his wife. And there are some questions about the timing of their meeting and their eventual relationship. But it is giving Scandoval.
Oh, it literally... Okay, so... I saw this because the first tweet I saw was someone said Ariana is in her Raquel era. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what?
Oh, right. Because you would think.
I'm like, I don't get
that. That doesn't make sense.
Who? What? And then I clicked and then I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
Don't call me a home wrecker, Brandy. Throat swine.
Oh. Yeah, there are conflicting sources. Some say that Ariana and Dalton separated in January and that he is separated from his wife. However, Page Six says his wife is completely blindsided by suddenly breaking up now. And they were high school sweethearts and they have a baby. So that's a fun and interesting.
I'm like, this is just another week for the gays. It's like, the thing is, it's like, I've heard worse.
The thing, my friend said the straights desperately need to discover open relationships because I don't know. Or maybe not. I don't know. But this is. The cheating scandals in straight world are something else. Whereas this is just a Tuesday in gay world. And yeah. It's like everybody's fucking everybody in gay world. But here, like the way that Scandoval blew up or this is blowing up, it's like, damn, y'all just want to like fuck each other and not make it a thing. Or
I don't get it.
I don't know. But I'm sure she could not resist.
You wanna be popular? What's that quote from Bridesmaid? Where she's like, "I'm popular." Yeah, I'm very popular. kidding. Oh, I kind of love it.
Oh well, I mean,
something about you.
We now need "Dangerous Woman" sung in like Sandy Cheeks AI.
Thank God. Yeah. "Dangerous Woman" sung by Raquel Levis.
Mm-hmm. It's just there's this added hilarity to it, which is it's probably a terrible situation for many people involved, but the fact that he was SpongeBob SquarePants and the photos of him as SpongeBob are just killing me.
Yeah, it's something.
It's something. It's like just everyone's like, this your man? Like
the Stan tweets are next level.
People have also brought up that he bears a passing resemblance to Frankie.
Oh my God, now that you say that. A little bit.
Keeping
not as orange.
Yeah.
Oh. just not as tan.
You know, I don't know what to say about any of that, but good luck, Arianators. It's going to be a rough year for
it
you.
It is. Yeah, it's going to be. You're going to have to defend that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. You know, shout out to the Gingers, though.
Uh-huh. I guess this is a win. A win is a win.
I saw one Stan tweet that was like, what did it say? It said like, I've had ginger dick before, too. I don't blame her. And I was like,
She's got a point.
Kidding.
You have to do that in SpongeBob AI voice.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm more like Patrick, though.
Yeah. well, everybody's in different eras.
Who cheats
right
in
now.
A pineapple under the seat? Going to prison. I'm going. Oh, allegedly.
Alleged.
Hiney ho, kids.
I can't. What this past week has just been.
Break up with your boyfriend, I'm bored. Got way too real. Break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored. Got way too real. Well, while pop stars are, you know, I guess a little bored right now.
They're going through it just like the rest of us, which makes me feel
less alone.
Less alone.
Yes. In fact, I'm surprised I didn't see her doing this as I was in the South, but Lana Del Rey took up a shift at Waffle House in Alabama. This is not a joke. This is real. There's
Multiple videos
of her just serving, literally. Yeah. Like, when she's got your grits.
Did you see the video of her singing Amazing Grace?
That was really sweet. That was really sweet. I don't know if this is, like, for anything as far as, like, shooting a video. I really do think she just wanted to, like, live with the locals.
Same.
And just was like, I'm bored. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what prompted this, but I'm also completely unsurprised.
Because there's not, like, a crew there.
No.
The video where she's signing the poster.
Yeah.
That the girl had, and she's like, oh, she stole it. She's just, like, hanging out with this girl in the parking lot.
Serving. Literally.
It reminds me of Paris and Nicole working at Simple Sonic. Life.
Yeah.
Half price salty anal burgers or whatever that, remember that sign they put up?
Yeah.
She's like, girls, get out here. Oh, that was iconic. Also, shout out to Crappy Lake, Luann and Sonia.
Yeah, just premiered.
Simple Life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I still have to watch, but I've heard great things.
It's so funny.
I watched Luann flirt.
Yes.
Ugh.
And the catfish. So spoiler alert. But like they go catfishing, which I learned something from watching this. Apparently, did you know that in order to catch a catfish, you have to put your thumb in its mouth and
literally shove in the hole?
You would know about
that. Lots of experience.
So like Luann just like goes under the water and then all of a sudden is like, whoa! And like has this fucking gigantic catfish. And even Sonia was like, holy shit. And I was just like, honestly, Luann is down to clown.
Luann's the best.
She's the greatest housewife in history.
I'm so sorry to everyone who disagrees.
Facts are facts.
She's so good.
Singles, jail, prison, assaulted a cop, caught a catfish.
Cabaret.
Did blackface on Halloween.
She's checked every box. She's just... Yeah.
I hope you keep on serving cunt.
I hope you keep on serving catfish.
She did.
She sure did.
It's wild. It's the story arc.
Yeah.
From Countess to Crappy Lake.
To Crappy Lake.
That's a memoir.
Yeah.
From Countess to Crappy Lake. There you go, Luann. Take that idea.
Yes, she will. And then she'll send you a cease and desist. Boom. Wow.
I tried to get keep on serving cunt on streaming, by the way. They stopped responding to my emails. So I tried, everybody, stop leaving comments that say Spotify when. Oh, I tried.
They don't know what they're missing. She did look great at the premiere, too. Like, the both of them, they looked great. Actually, I would say the fashion was great.
Oh.
Speaking of, we've got plenty of fashion to discuss, so I think it's time... for a segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion. God, a lot has happened.
Yeah, sure has, hasn't it?
Sure has. I would just like to first give a quick shout out to Queen Laureen, fresh off the Eurovision win, who nabbed a Vogue Arabia cover looking fierce and mysterious and very slay, ultimately. Wrapped in a giant red dress with like huge platforms. Very cool. She's wearing Carolina Herrera. And yeah, she just looks great. Laureen's Undisputable Music Reign is the cover, but she looks great.
Isn't she also in Marie Claire?
Yeah, she did Marie Claire as well.
Love to see it.
In conversation with Dakota Schiffer. I mean,
stream tattoo. Bop.
Now, while you were streaming the Ultimatum Queer Edition, I was, of course, still surviving. And just like that.
Oh, my God. Your login didn't work.
What do you mean?
It said incorrect email.
They're cracking down. On Netflix, they started that thing.
No, it's Max, isn't it?
Oh, Max.
Yeah.
I did change my password.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I'll.
The password was really funny, though. Yeah. I'm not going to say it, obviously, but.
I'm going to change it again so that you can.
Okay.
Max representatives, avert your ears when I, so he doesn't know. Yes. Yeah, so, and just like that, episode 6 happened and 5 while I was gone. I don't know if it's Stockholm Syndrome, but I do think the show is actually getting legitimately good. and the fashions are getting great. I mean, they always have been, but like now we're in winter, which is like kind of rare in Sex and the City world, I feel like, a little bit. And we've got Carrie in that gigantic blizzard outfit dress that was so good. Shout out to the, what was it called? A blizzard cyclone? I forget what you call it.
I don't know. It looks like the outfit that Christina wore at New Year's in Times Square that one year, the igloo outfit.
Yes. Yes. I totally see that. But that was a highlight for sure. The show is still batshit insane, but they look good doing it. I'll tell you that much. We're getting closer to that Samantha cameo.
Oh.
And I hope that she breaks all the records so that she warrants a spinoff or a season three where it's just her in London, separate from the girls that she hates. And I don't know, there's rumors floating around that the check was real nice for her to do like 5 hours of work.
As it should be.
As it should be.
Also, glamorous season two, when, please?
She might get both.
I hope.
That would be really good.
Well, my pick for the highest fashion of the week, possibly of this tour so far, is Beyoncé's denim full body catsuit, Diesel, the gray denim.
Oh, yeah.
This is like so fucking good.
This is the thing with Beyoncé. It's like the outfits that she keeps introducing to this tour or that have already been in this tour are so fucking next level. It's just, she's so good.
Yeah. It's the pink, like Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Is also a sleigh with the tits and like the slit. But then this, it's just so
she looks phenomenal on this tour. It's incredible.
It also reminds me of the overprotected Britney catsuit from the Dream Within a Dream tour. Mm-hmm. But this is like elevated.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, on that same note, especially if you're in Chicago, there is a exhibition of photographer Marcus Klinko's work, who is responsible for the most iconic Dangerously in Love album cover, among many other things, including
Legends.
The Britney Onyx Hotel shoot and Destiny's Child for Vibe. So Interview Magazine did this whole feature with him, and he explained the story behind these iconic shoots. You'll definitely want to read it as a Beyoncé or Britney fan. He says incredible things about Britney and the inspiration behind the Onyx Hotel shoot and how she wrote words down on a napkin, which we've heard before, that she likes to write words down on a napkin for inspiration, like Magic Forest and Ice Princess and Hotel Lobby.
Oh, they're just so good.
It's so good. He did Khalees' Milkshake cover. Mm-hmm. Like, this is an iconic 2000s photographer. And so his work is being featured. I believe it was in Chicago is where the exhibition is, but it's like traveling, I think.
Oh my God, I hope it comes to New York. I would go see that.
So good. So
I need to go see, is Mugler on display here? Who is, La Chapelle is in New York right now, right? Is that the exhibit?
Oh, is it?
There's one in New York that I really want to go see.
Mugler is at Brooklyn Museum.
Yes.
Closing soon. Yeah.
Oh my God, when?
Oh, it closed. In May.
Oh. Sounds very me. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. As far as La Chapelle, that ended too.
Oh, since the thing is the subway ads still stay up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll see it and I'm like, oh, I'm a clown.
It's fine. Things come around.
Well, speaking of Britney, we have a lot to discuss.
We sure do on the after show.
Oh, yeah. It's getting its own episode, its own moment. So the after show this week is going to be Britney dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can listen to that after the show over on patreon.com/legends
only.
Bitch.
That's right.
We're going to talk about it. We are.
Sure.
We're going to go there. But yeah, shout out to all of our supporters over on patreon.com. If you would like to support this pod directly and get access to dozens of bonus episodes, plenty more to listen to there. And you can also join our Discord, which is pretty much where we talk with everyone like daily at this point.
Yeah. Active and community.
Yeah. So you can head over there. If not, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Well, we got to get into something that is happening on TikTok.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which means it's time for a segment we like to call
TikTok Squawk. The NPC challenge is taking over TikTok by storm thanks to a user.
Pinky Doll. Yes. Gang. Ice cream's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn.
That's hard to do. Wait. She does it so loud,
though. She does it really loud.
Oh, that's so...
It's a talent. It's a gift.
Well, start practicing.
Yeah, well, I'm. If you see me do this, you shut your mouth and you gift me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, okay. I would also like to just point out before we get into this that she is not the first one, nor did she say she was the first one to do this.
No, this is just the first one to kind of go massively mainstream.
Because I would like to shout out my girlie, Shu.TikTok, who does really creepy yet also fascinating, like...
That one scares the shit out of me in the middle of the night.
Yes. So she does... She calls it Doll Live. And she... When I first started watching it, I was really entranced by the background music and I actually fall asleep to it.
Oh, it is very relaxing.
Oh, yeah. But when I would notice eventually that, like, when they would gift a rose, she would pick up a rose and show it and then put it back down. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, she's acknowledging the gifts. And this was a full year ago.
Yeah.
But she was never talking.
No.
And she wasn't doing anything, like, super obviously, like, per gift. It just sort of was like, oh, she does read the chat. But I would like to give her a shout out because, and she also, if you see her, like, transformation, like, she doesn't actually look like that at all. It's, like, a huge transformation from what she normally looks like.
It's drag.
It is drag. So, because she's just, like...
Wow.
Right. So, if you've never seen her, it's, like, white hair, angelic, but sort of, like, extremely realistic, like, NPC, Final Fantasy sort of character that you come up to during a side challenge.
Yeah, like, loading screen.
Mm-hmm. But now we've got Pinky Doll, who absolutely took over TikTok in the matter of past week, maybe.
Well, did you see who her top gifter was that one live stream?
Was it Timbaland? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then Kiki Palmer was on stage at that event and was like doing all of
doing
the yes. Oh.
She was like, get your bag.
Yeah. She was obsessed with it. I'm like, exactly.
Like, they're saying that she could be pulling 4 to 7K alive. I'm about to do it too. Like, well, I mean, 7K.
Let's practice right now.
Oh.
Okay. So let's look at the gifts. Someone gifts you a rose. What are you going to do?
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Take my money.
Yeah. Like, so what would our like sayings be?
For a rose?
For gays doing it? I don't know.
Ow. Thorn.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
I don't know what is a gay person NPC. They'll be like, sup. looking, top?
top.
Into.
Someone gives me the hat. I'm off the deep end, watch us dive in. Just do that over and over and over again.
Uh-huh. I would do like Madonna, Don't Tell Me. I would do like, tell me love is true. What else do you have there? You've got the...
Fire.
What's the fire?
Hot.
Oh, the little cute fire one.
Yeah.
Right? That pops up. Yeah, hot as ice for sure.
Mm-hmm. The galaxy.
Oh, that's expensive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like an alien. I think those are like $500, the galaxies.
Yeah. It's crazy. People just want to hear what your reaction is, so they're just throwing money at you. Some people are like, oh, it's creepy. But I don't know why I don't see it as creepy, but I just see it as like, you fucking schmucks are just throwing money at these people. So of course I'm going to act like an idiot and keep doing this. Like,
well, it's gamified.
Yeah.
It's a person on the other end just treating it like a game.
Like, all these people are like, is she broken? What's going on? Like, why is she? It's like, can't you clearly see that she's like reacting to these dollars being thrown at her? I would do it too.
Yeah.
Like,
also, because it's a trend now,
everyone's trying to do it.
And some of the girls are not giving, but now they're also making a lot of money because it's like, There was one girl I saw, and we're not on video, so you can't see it. It's mm-hmm. probably for the better. But like, there was a girl the other day that was going like this. And I'm like, she was rubbing her arm so fast. And the whole comment section were like, slow down, slow down. Nope, not that fast.
I do love when they break, though.
Yeah.
That's really fun. Especially Pinky Doll. She's got a problematic child who every now and then tries her. And she's just like, we don't hit the dog.
Yeah.
Which
he's
I think
he's gonna look back and appreciate this.
He really will.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. 7K to do that for a few hours.
I mean, hell yeah.
And literally just like hold. I mean, she got it down so perfect. The lick too is, it's like she has some sort of filter that looks kind of odd. Because when she licks, yeah. it looks odd. She has just the right amount of like uncanny oddness, because there's the hair straightener with the popcorn.
I don't know how she managed juggles like all of it at once. Uh-huh.
Popcorn.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, baby. I feel like
I have a hair straightener.
Why not? Why do? But it's just the right combination of things that make you go, wait a minute, what am I seeing?
Mm-hmm.
That, like, she's a genius.
I fell asleep with my phone on TikTok Live the other night. Mm-hmm. Woke up, my phone was dead. I was fascinated, and then I just fell asleep.
We definitely need to do a LO themed one. One time, I'm just gonna scroll and find you, and you're gonna be like, rat, 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 rat.
Endless, and you're gonna send me more.
Exactly. Exactly. So smart. Trisha jumped on it. I saw that.
She did. She was kind of good at it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it is sort of ASMR adjacent. So I feel like it's like taking orders from the public about what you like and some sort of.
Yeah, it's like when you bought the crystals.
Oh, yes, the crystal like scoop.
You're buying something and then you're watching it mm-hmm. happen in real time.
Yeah, there's something to that that's very satisfying, that you're like directly, I don't know, instructing these people to do things.
Yeah. It's like Twitch. Mm-hmm. Like you can engage with like sound effects now.
You see that one gay who is dressed up like an army boy and he like shakes his ass every time somebody does a react?
No.
Well, you might fall asleep to that one too.
Oh.
Tonight. It's like, thank you, Pinky Doll, for your contributions to this world, because yeah. that's not a bad one. Yeah. This is all going to go awry somehow. I don't know how. It'll get dark soon, but for now, it's fun.
Remember when I got banned or blocked by all those, when I was like going into people's lives and being like, do you love your gay fans? And and it was like all these middle-aged women being like, block. And I'm like, oh.
You should have screen recorded that and made a whole video.
I do. Oh, yeah. Well,
it could be a concept.
Speaking of gays mm-hmm. and doing things on the internet, did you see the Nair video?
I did.
Okay.
That boy, he is always saying something out of pocket.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't know?
No.
Oh, he's gone viral many times.
Oh. Wasn't
he
aware.
He says really shocking things all the time.
Got it.
He's like,
I didn't do the deep dive. Well,
some would argue you did.
If you don't know what we're talking about,
he does like. There was a boy who demonstrated how he nairs his hole.
Yeah.
But he put it on YouTube and he showed it.
I thought it was one of those TikTok pranks.
Yeah.
Like, same. We used to remember, like, back in the day, that video of like the zombie that appears on like the grasp of uh-huh. car driving.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was one of those things where it was like a jump scare.
Yeah.
No, this is like actually a YouTube video that was uploaded. It was up for about 3 weeks on like youtube.com 4K
hole out.
And it was in the first second.
Yeah, too. It was a jump scare.
It was like a 5-minute product review. Like, yeah. Hey everyone, I'm going to show you how to use this new Nair product. And it's like, this is me before. And I was like, oh!
For free? Yeah, it was right.
That's a booty hole.
Yeah.
Remember that Vine?
His name is Kevin Leonardo, and he just says things that are so, like, he's clearly meant to shock, but he's done like several apology videos already.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
Congrats, I guess.
Yeah.
Really showed his ass.
Certainly did. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Well, the only other TikTok I wanted to talk about this week was the one of the Swifties all trapped on a delayed flight.
Oh, God. I
singing
saw that.
In unison. And I am telling you right now, That also happened. What would you do?
That plane's going down.
You can't say that.
I'm in a getaway plane.
No fly list.
Yeah. No, I mean, it looked like there truly were all people who went on the concert, so I'm sure it was
a
great time for them.
It's kind of iconic. But it's very like, we've waited for you all summer, and so glad you're finally here.
I don't know. The thing is, because I was just on a plane, so it's fresh for me. I don't want sudden sounds, screams, loud noises on a plane, ever.
No.
I don't want you talking loud. I don't want you screaming to your friend. Because I was next
same
to
on
a
trains.
Guy.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. This guy, he gets up on the chair, and he keeps shouting back to his friend, Tony! Tony! I'm like, I don't care about Tony now. I don't think you should do this in my ear.
Pay the $7.99 mm-hmm. for the in-flight Wi-Fi.
Yes.
And text each other.
And it's free, no less, on the JetBlue I was
even
on.
Even better.
Like, please. Have some decorum. I don't want any sudden surprises on a plane. I don't want any loud singing. You know what? I can't hear the pilot while you're singing Reputation. He's literally like, please put on your seatbelts. We're experiencing some turbulence. And you're hitting the high note. And look what you made me do.
It's cruel as the oxygen tanks come down.
I don't want to hear it. So I would be really upset. Yeah.
There's been a lot of plane discourse this week.
Has there?
Yeah.
What else happened?
The discourse about whether or not you should have to move your seat because a person with kids didn't book their seat together.
Oh.
And so there was a discourse on Twitter about would you give up your seat, and do you think you should have to?
I 100% would, because I would want to avoid them yelling over to each other or doing the snack passing over to each other or like the crying or something. Like if I can avoid that, I'm definitely switching. Because I feel like you're more prone to it being a problem.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I would read the room, the plane, but I would think that it would be a noisier situation if they're separated. But I could be wrong.
I don't know.
I'm only operating on noise level. So like if I think the kid will actually be at peace away from the mother, then I will keep them apart. I'm going to gauge it by like, are you annoying the child?
Right.
Or, like, I don't know. We'll see. But I don't really feel like I'm that beholden to any seat in a plane. Like, I'm down to switch pretty much. I really don't care that much for the most part. I'm not going to go from, like, I spent $60 on this flight to have the extra room one. And I will say that the 7 extra inches really made a difference. I loved it.
In that case, I would not move. Right?
I would not move.
You need to Venmo me the
$60. That's what I was going to say. Like,
because I moved on my way back from Florida.
Yeah.
This guy just tapped my shoulder and said, excuse me, I need to sit next to my kid. Is it okay if you move up there? Like, with an attitude?
Oh.
And I'm like confused. I'm like, what? And he like explains it again. So I'm just sitting there and everyone's looking at me. And so I moved from a fucking aisle seat to a middle seat in front of me.
Yeah.
And then that little rat sat behind me.
Kicking.
And the whole time I was like, you know, the TVs are now in the back.
Yeah.
They put fucking games on the TVs. Uh-uh. JetBlue.
Oh, so he's poking and prodding? No.
It's called a touchscreen, not a fucking tap screen. Yeah. These are not like, you don't have to push. Like when I, do you see me sitting here with the thing being like,
yeah.
Slay!
No.
It's hard. I do think kids should be outlawed in general, but I don't know how to really enforce that. I just feel.
Where does the luggage go? I'm kidding. How do they get that? No, I'm teasing.
I do think they should go in cargo.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It just takes one to really ruin a flight.
I know.
They're so.
Like, I'm not saying what my parents did was, like, right, but.
They did put masking tape over my face, and it did help.
No, their motto was always, unless you're bleeding or something's broken, shut the fuck up. Like, that is the lesson that was instilled in me,
which
probably explains a lot of why I am the way
that I am. The therapy, yeah.
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 But it was very much like, if you're crying, is something broken? Are you bleeding? No.
It's so funny. We had the opposite experience, because I would report every single itch, scratch, or moment I felt unwell to my parents at all times. Yeah.
Things that shape us.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the discourse about that is a case-by-case basis for me. I would gauge the situation. But I highly recommend if you're going on vacation and you have a little extra to spend, like I really did enjoy that extra room seat. I did. And because it gave you priority security and priority seating, I got on first.
Oh.
Like, I don't, that's not too, for $60 extra, you get to do the speed security line, the first group boarding, and the better room. I was like, I actually think that all adds up to be appropriately $60 worth. So I was happy with it.
Work.
And I was like, I'm going to enjoy this vacation, including this extra 7 inches, no matter how that sounds to people. And yeah, I did. You would think that wouldn't matter to me at my size, but...
We'll see. Maybe we'll go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm, excuse me, I need to sit next to my friend. Can you move?
I have... my friends have done that, switched seats to be closer. So it's like, you really do have to just sort of like feel the vibe of like, would this person care?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just want to like sit in my seat and be like left alone. Don't look at me. I'm not going to make any noise and just get me to my destination.
I just want my water and then my snack of choice. It depends on how long the flight is. In this case to Miami was just a snack of choice. I would have liked a meal. It's fine. But we have the choice between, of course, the Ritz crackers, the granola bar, or the plantain chips. I did opt for the plantain chips. I highly recommend.
Plantain chips?
Yes. Okay. They were tasty. They were like Frito-Lays. They were like delicious. Highly recommend.
Wow. So elegant. Very. Sounds so Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, while I was gone, there was also some music.
The girls weren't gone.
No.
They were releasing.
So I think it's time to talk about the new music of the week.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
First of all, we need to discuss.
Oh, yeah, we do.
There is something happening here.
There is something happening?
We've got a beast inside and we're waking it up.
We're letting it go.
Yeah.
If you will.
We're letting it go. Idina Menzel, and I did, I think, discuss it, is releasing a dance pop record. And the first two songs have been giving like a little Kylie Madonna energy. But now she's got a song out called Beast.
How dare you?
Beast? And yeah. She's been teasing it on TikTok in sort of a Lynchian surrealist.
What does that mean?
Like David Lynch, like the director.
Who's that?
Oh, well, we can introduce you to his work.
Okay.
Sort of like just like oddness. I would just describe like weird vibes.
The cover.
The Shining kind of vibes. The cover of the Beast, yes. The TikToks, though, where she's like standing behind a fence and she's like, when your friends, I forget what she even.
I don't even know.
They're POV videos. And the POV is like really specific and stupid. And it's giving extreme. I tweeted that I was giving Charlotte York from Sex and the City, watched Drag Race once and decided to release a single. It's like, so it's not Housewives.
No.
But it is Mother. Like it's mom energy.
But it's like camp.
Yeah.
A little.
But it's like not aware that it's camp, or it is. I don't know yet.
It might be.
It begs the question, who is this for?
Yeah, us.
I guess. We're the prime audience because we are waking it up with the Beast. It is on my playlist. I'm like bopping to it.
Same.
I don't, you know, like I don't know what to make of this, which like she's a theater queen. I know of her through all of that stuff. Like,
yeah.
Might not be a Broadway gay, but I still
know. That one note that she hit on New Year's.
I still know Adele Dazeem, but...
I mean, not to bring it up, but like, she should sample that.
She should. I'm like, not mad. It's just sort of like, this is so bizarre.
It's so unexpected. And yeah. Like, oh.
Okay.
Beast. She does defend you, Kim. She does defend you. Oh. Speaking of that, in hindsight, that is so funny. Like, my ASMR video is so funny.
It is. It's too bad you can't like NPC that. Make that somehow a thing that you can like just like say lines from it of people give you gifts and you're just like Beast.
You probably could.
That's a concept there.
Yeah.
Well, we also had a new release from Mr. Troye Sivan for the gays.
I fear the rest.
Addicted. I have been listening to this a lot.
Yeah.
It's really catchy and addictive. The song's called Rush, not to be confused with the Poppers brand.
But to be confused
with Poppers brand. And he gave us a gay old time in the music video. Glory holes. Well, this, I thought this was a classy party.
Let's talk about the F word.
We got sort of like an Irish jig or a line dance situation with the choreography that's sort of bizarre and noodly and also like good. The dancers who do it on TikTok, I don't know if you've stumbled on them, like just doing the choreo. It's like,
oh no,
it's good. I really love this song. I know there was a lot of discourse around the video as well.
Oh yeah.
I
get it, but like,
Well, I think it's a hot video. I also think it, for me, Troy continues to sort of like represent, I think, like gay world the best as a gay pop star. Like the movie Fire Island, I felt like was closest to what I actually see and witness and among my friends. I feel like Troy's depiction of like a very hypersexual gay world like is what I experience or see in like a specific subsect of gay world.
Yeah.
Like that's not far from, I mean, we're not dancing like that maybe, but I don't know. I was like, yeah, this is, I think Troy is a really good gay pop star and pop star in general, not just gay. Yeah, I don't know.
I think the backlash to the video is misguided.
I also think it's like we hold our gaze. We've talked about this. We hold our gaze to a higher standard than anyone else. We tear down our own very much. We're very hypercritical. Yeah, it's a touchy subject for sure. I hear all sides of it. My thing is like I don't necessarily see that criticism directed toward our queens of pop about the bodies that they have in their videos. So I just, it's just something to consider. It seems to usually be just a bunch of ripped dancers in our girls' videos. So,
and I'm not saying looking.
That, and I'm not saying it's a good or a bad thing, but it's just like, you know, I don't know that, I don't, whatever. Yeah. Album on the way. Excited to hear it.
It's a bop.
It is. I would like to give a shout out to New Jeans as well. New Jeans is out with a EP. They are, in my opinion, doing the coolest K-pop at the moment. They're just so laid back and chill and mellow. And the vibe is just very like Jersey Club adjacent beats or just like a cool, mellow, chill vibe. I don't know. But they've got, the EP is called Get Up. And Super Shy has been stuck in my head for weeks. ETA is almost like MIA adjacent. Cool With You, which features Hoyeon from Squid Games in the video, which is very cool. And then ASAP, which is also...
I love ASAP.
Yeah.
I'm not really a K-pop girl.
I know.
There's some of it that I really like, but this, I was listening to it and I was like, oh my God, this is the in... What's the word? Intricacy? No.
Intricacy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the word, right?
Yeah.
The intricacy. Oh my God, why can't I say it?
Intricacy?
I'll just say details.
Just say talk.
Yeah. The details in the production. Mm-hmm. Like, I know we always joke, like, if you're listening with headphones, it sounds better. But, like, the way that it, like, it kind of ping-pongs, like, through your head. It's like, mm-hmm. TikTok, TikTok. It's so cool.
Yeah. I think they're making some of the coolest K-pop, and they're just doing it really well. I fucking love the Powerpuff concept.
They're so cute.
It's so cute.
Could they get sued for that?
I was wondering that. Yeah. I don't know, though. Like, what happens to, like, an IP that isn't active either? It's not like Powerpuff isn't...
Right. It's also just... I mean, it's iconic, so, like...
Yeah. I think they're fine, but would be iconic if they have to go to court over it. So, shout out to New Jeans. Truly, from the beginning, they're pretty new. They are some New Jeans. But truly, from the beginning...
Faded, vintage.
Yeah. It's been a good vibe with them, so we love. Also, shout out to Miss Tinashe, Talk to Me Nice, which is also what I wish men would do more often because people are fucking assholes on the apps. But anyway, Talk to Me Nice is out by Tinashe. This is giving me Night Ride / early mixtape. It's giving me a little laid back, sexy, chill. It's got a catchy beat. I'm into it. I was very, like, thrown by her teaser at first, where she's peeling off her skin.
Ew, yeah. Reminded me of Black Swan.
Yeah.
Oh, that one scene.
that was the visual she gave us. I like this smooth jam from her. Also, shout out Slater. This we're two for two right here.
Tits out, okay? Tits out.
Miss Belladonna, second song off of Starfucker. Live for the title, live for the cover.
The album cover.
It's both versions are so good. Mm-hmm. The regular, but then the, I guess, fans-only version where her tits are out is so good.
It's so good. It has that... Do you know the group The Midnight?
Yeah.
It has a little bit of that. Well, I mean, they didn't invent like that, but the visuals are like nostalgic 80s retro. But this feels slick, modern, new.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me also of, you know, Kavinsky, Night Call.
Mm.
Like,
maybe.
Miss Belladonna, like, Home, she's giving me.
Bop.
We're getting dark synth pop. I'm getting Gaga, you know, Fame Monster, Darkness. I'm getting Justice, getting, I don't know, late 2000s, sort of like electronic. It's good. It's really good. I love the vocals on this, Miss Belladonna. I'm loving the visuals for Out of Time and now this one. Like, it's giving Madonna, sex book a little bit. Just everything about this is like synth, crisp.
Cohesive. Cool, but also feels fresh, even though it's pulling from so many inspirations.
Yeah, and her merch is very like tabloid, you know, like fake Us Weekly magazines, like paparazzi photos of her. Starfucker, the title, like all of it is really giving a story here of like fame, 2007 TMZ vibes. It's all really come together really well, and I'm excited for this album, and I really think like she's killing it right now.
When is the album dropping again?
It is out on September 22nd.
Oh, okay.
Not bad.
Soonish.
Yeah.
Alongside Kylie.
That's, oh wait, it actually, I believe, is the same day as Kylie.
We will be streaming.
We will not be pitting women against each other. We will be streaming both. It's our Barbenheimer.
We will be tense and star fucking.
Yes. This is kind of Barbie Oppenheimer. For sure.
Oh my God. Can I admit?
Uh-huh.
So this entire time, I thought Oppenheimer was the group from Selling Sunset. Like the... And I thought everyone was joking about like that. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, it's like men.
I thought
it was like the Oppenheimer group. I'm like, oh, my God, Christine Quinn.
Kind of, but not quite at all.
It's something similar, right? I forget.
No.
Isn't their name Oppenheimer? No.
Oh, you mean by the name? Yes, but not by the subject matter. Oppenheimer is about a scientist who's developed the atomic bomb.
Oh, well, that's...
That does not happen.
Oh, it's Oppenheim. Yeah. Minus the
ER. It's close.
Oh, look at that.
But
my brain, when we get older, the way it's going to piece everything together is just like, I'm scared. Anyway.
Yeah. It's okay. I did see Barbie. I want you to see Barbie. I think you'll love it. I think everybody will love it. I highly recommend everyone go. It's going to make your conservative dad mad. I definitely think you should see it for that reason alone. But a visual smorgasbord, like you're going to be obsessed with the set pieces, but then the message of the movie hits home. It manages to be subversive while also being a super expensive mainstream film under Mattel. They got away with a lot, and it's weird. It's truly weird. Yeah, it's feminist. It's awesome. Margot Robbie, Queen of Pop, just all around really liked it.
Ooh.
The way they incorporate all the songs we've been talking about.
Is the whole album included in this?
I was listening and I thought I collected most of the songs in my head. I don't know if I got all of them, but it features heavily most of the songs, I would say. There's some real playfulness with some of the songs and how they're used, for sure. They did a really good job, I think. Definitely recommend it. It's just like...
The marketing has also continued to be...
It has.
Did you see our friend, Rory Rockmore, who works at NYX Cosmetics? Mm-hmm. Did you see what he did?
No.
His team? They got to do the collab with Barbie?
No, I didn't.
So they did makeup for it, but they brought back... Remember the old school like flip phone that had the mirror in it?
Yeah.
They brought that back and made a new one for the new Barbie movie.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's this little flip phone that has a mirror in it. And it's just so like retro looking. And then they also did the Barbie car popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, this is so cute.
the Barbie car popcorn at AMC theaters. I saw that. It's really cute. I watched a Barbie collector break it down, like as far as like
break.
No. Like,
oh, I'm like,
he compared it to like an actual one, and while it's missing some, like, you can't individually open doors or anything like that, it's still like a really good Barbie mobile. So it's,
I feel like my mom had it.
Oh wow,
the original one. Because didn't it, yeah, it had little opening.
Yeah, you could open the doors.
And didn't the lights turn on?
I think so.
She totally had it then.
Oh my God.
Because I saw it and I had like a visceral, like, I was like, oh my God, I've played with that before. Like, I think I had that toy.
I love that.
And that's why I'm gay.
It turned me gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the Barbie, I stole it from my sister. the head with the shoulders where you can style
the hair.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Don't.
That's how I learned how to use a curling iron. And that little plastic wig.
You're definitely going to also love Weird Barbie, played by Kate McKinnon, obviously a show stealer. She represents all the Barbies that kids take their rage out and cut the hair off and like draw on. It's, oof, it's really good, really funny.
Speaking of cutting Barbie's hairs.
Oh.
Do you want me to admit something on here, you guys?
What did you do to your sister's Barbie?
No, mine.
Oh.
I have to live with this guilt for the rest of my life. I cut the hair of one of my Spice Girls Barbies.
What?
I know.
Was it baby?
I forget which one it was, but I cut the hair up. I think it was, yeah.
Was it recent?
Because it was like, I think it was Baby Spice because it had the pigtails. Mm-hmm. And so I cut the band off.
Yeah.
But the way that they were made was like they didn't have a full head of hair.
Right.
So when you cut the pigtails out, it was like Cynthia, you know? Cynthia, she's a really cool dancer. And at that point, it was like over.
Oh, no.
Like, they were not made to be like, to have their wigs redone, like restyled for every moment.
Damn, that's upsetting.
Yeah, I don't know where they are.
Oh.
They're somewhere in that house.
Well, I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Oh, speaking of Barbie, though, we do also have the full album now.
Yeah.
It's really a lot of fun. And honestly, once you watch the movie, a lot of it gets like even more into context, like you'll appreciate it even more. Also, this is maybe Sam Smith's best song.
Oh, it's so good.
Man I Am is so good. Yeah. I was like, okay, maybe Mark Ronson didn't lie a bit, like when he was talking about like the secret songs, so amazing. Really good song.
Bop.
Yeah. Yes. The Lizzo song is really fun in the movie. There's added context to it in that.
Ava,
she said, I'm going to take Kings and Queens and just...
literally just sing it with a different...
Sing it with different lyrics.
It's... Okay, I'm so glad you said that because I was listening and I was like, wait a minute, I definitely have heard this before.
It's literally just an Ava Max.
Yeah.
Well, when you are an icon, all you have left after you've interpolated everything is to interpolate yourself.
Yeah.
So...
Also, I have to say, Car Keys...
I cannot stop listening.
I can't get enough of it.
I'm so sorry. Ava just eats.
It's so fucking good.
It's so, so good.
Yeah.
Really enjoying that song, and this album actually turned out to be a lot of fun. Also really love the Haim song and the Pink Pantherist song. Just all, it's like such a great genre blend. It's really good. I mean, obviously I can have the millennial complaint of the song lengths, and in some cases it's like really upsetting. There's like a 1 minute series of songs, but what are you going to do? Like, I'm also like tired of seeing people complain about song length. So like, I'm part of the problem, and it matters more in some cases than others. I would have just loved the soundtrack to be longer than what you see in the movie, but whatever.
It's also kind of nice to have a soundtrack again.
Yeah.
Like, I know that
soundtrack.
Yeah. Like, I know that movies still get,
they do, but this is like the biggest event soundtrack in a long time.
Right. The Mean Girls soundtrack having the math rap on it, which is kind of short.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, it's cool to see a movie get a big soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Justice for Charlie's Angels.
Right. Oh, right. That would be.
Don't Call Me Angel, still Justice.
Number one defender.
What else, though? Yeah, like Burlesque soundtrack, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly also in the 2000s, like,
oh my
sort
God.
Of like 10 Things that? I Hate About You and Not Another Teen Movie and those sort of soundtracks. Miss Congeniality soundtrack.
Oh, like, so good. You're one in a million. Also, that movie that was like the dancer, the ballerina. What was that called? Save the Last Dance. That album, Gay Awakening.
Yeah. That one also had a lot of bops.
I watched a lot of scenes from Not Another Teen Movie after revealing to everyone how I thought that was Margot Robbie. And the scene where Janie gets out of the pool.
It will forever be one of my all-time favorites.
Like, it's one
Look
of the...
at that.
My... Oh, that's going to leave a stain. Is one of the funniest fucking things ever.
Lives in my head rent-free, like, truly at all times.
That is my sense of humor.
Yes.
In a nutshell.
Yes, it is my favorite.
Yeah. Movie would not hold up today.
No.
But, like, it kind of...
But that scene, yes.
It almost kind of would, I feel.
Yeah. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
But what a movie. What a time. Loved that. But I'm just really appreciative of this whole Barbie experience because it brought back excellent red carpet premieres, soundtrack, big old movie events. Like, I quickly put on a Pussycat Dolls pink shirt because I just wanted to, like, everyone else is in pink. And when you got there, everyone is in pink. And it was so fun. Like, the vibe was so much fun to experience. So it's just like, we have so little to live for in this world.
Seriously.
So, like, it really felt like a lot of fun.
Get in the box and take a little picture.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see Hey Jay, who we shout out all the time on this podcast, tweeted and said gays taking their photos in the Barbie boxes at AMC, and it was a screenshot of Mariah and Nikki from that one music video where they're in the doll boxes.
Up on my face.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is so true.
So true. I didn't just because I knew everybody else did, and I didn't want to also do it, which is a stupid reason.
Wow,
but I was just like,
one chance.
I had one chance. I think I want to go back. Like, I definitely want to see this again. Really a lot of fun. Recommend it to everybody. And I'm glad it's making conservatives mad. I'm so happy about it.
It's also making a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Support them, especially amid the strike.
Why is it making everyone mad? Because it's a female lead?
Well, you'll definitely see. But no, it's not only just a female lead. It's very female empowered and male disempowered.
Love to see it.
Yes, disenfranchised for sure. It's you'll see.
It's like M3 again.
Yes, very that.
Once upon a one more time.
You will definitely see it. I hope you watch it. Yeah. So there's that. You know, another album did come out, and we just have to quickly acknowledge it as we do talk about her so much.
Good morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
I forgot. Well, sorry.
It's called You and I, and...
You and I forgot.
Forgot about it. First of all, Phoenix outsold. She has had a great record before. This is not, like, par for the course, in my opinion. I just found this was a very uninspired album. It really just... I could not keep my focus. I listened through. I could not pay attention at all. There's, like, one or two songs from... outside of the singles that I liked, but the album cover really represents it. It's just like whatever at an office like desk. It's just not it, unfortunately. I liked Unfeel It and That Girl. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. She'll be fine.
Anywhere. Anyway.
I mean, yeah.
Well,
we also have Carly Rae Jepsen's album, The Loveliest Time, coming next week, but some of you already have it because it appears that her team accidentally sent out the digital copy to people who pre-ordered a week early. So a lot of people got it already.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's the loveliest of times. I'm hearing great reviews, though. I actually haven't listened to it yet. We'll see it next week. It'll be out anyway, so I'm sure it'll be a lovely time.
Know what else is out next week?
No.
You are my desire. Sam Smith, Calvin.
Oh, well, there we go.
Finally, after teasing it for 3 weeks.
There we go.
I'm so excited.
The 1-2 punch of this Barbie soundtrack and that. Sam Smith's doing just fine.
Yeah. This is going to be a bop, an anthem.
Yeah.
It's basically just Miracle 2.0, but I'm here for it.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
And then we've also got Demi Lovato's rock album. We did think this was coming, and now she confirmed it. We're getting a Demi's version called what was it called? I don't know. Scream a Lot? I don't know. What is this rock album called? It is called Revamped.
Oh.
Consisting of rock versions of her hits.
Remixed, revamped, still iconic.
September 15th. She did a revved up rendition of Sorry Not Sorry with Slash, which is very cool. And we've got more on the way, including Cool for the Summer, Heart Attack, which she released already. She said, with Revamped, I wanted to pay homage to the songs that resonated most with fans and played a big role in my career by breathing exciting new life into them. Good for her.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, that Holy Favuk tour, I've said it before, I really enjoyed it. And if this is the new Demi, I'm excited that she's updating her sound with it.
You mentioned Scream.
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also watched two movies this weekend.
Now you watched Scream?
No. Oh. I almost did.
Oh.
But I watched Piranha 3D.
Oh my God. How I'm do we get you to a
I'm
place?
I'm like...
when you finally watch movies and it's nothing that I want you to watch.
Yeah, I
not
watched...
Not Piranha 3D.
Piranha 3D and then Piranha Double D.
Oh my God.
Which came out horrible. Piranha Double D was horrible. Piranha 3D, actually, if they had a little more budget on their 3D animators, was kind of a slay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was something fun, something for the summertime. It is. You know, the girls are partying by the lake and then they get eaten
chopped
by piranhas.
Up. Yeah. I don't even know what to say. We got to get, if you can survive
we
Piranha 3D.
We wanted something that was like, we thought it was going to be funny.
Yeah.
It was actually like really gory.
It's really gory.
Like really fucking gory.
Yeah.
And people get their dicks bitten off.
You can absolutely survive Scream at this point.
Yeah. No, so, I really do think I can.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Because like both these movies had moments that were homages to Ghost Ship.
Oh,
you know Ghost Ship, mm-hmm. right?
Sure
the,
do.
The scene in Ghost Ship.
Yes.
There's two moments that are like homages to that. And I was like, oh, that look. Oh, that.
Yeah.
Hurt.
There's nothing like that in Scream. So you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Scream is just way more realistic comparatively to than Piranha 3D. I'm sure
mean,
both can happen.
Well, climate change.
That's true. That is true.
It's an earthquake that ruptures
watching a
the
lot
little.
Of, not a lot of, but I've been watching Piranha content on TikTok. It really isn't the frenzy that they make it out to be.
Yet.
We grew up really thinking that piranhas were going to be like a real problem in our lives. And quicksand too. those themes seemed like things we'd encounter more in life and not so much.
I saw the mud in like the one of the national parks on TikTok. There was like a TikTok account, a traveler account.
Yeah.
They were like, if you see this mud, don't step on it.
Okay. I'll keep out. Watch for that.
Wow. What a week.
What a past few weeks.
And we haven't even gotten into it yet.
That's right.
But we're going to in the after show.
Yeah. Head on over to the after show to hear our thoughts on
us not minding our business.
Us not minding our business. And until next time, we will not be going on vacation this week.
If you don't unsubscribe after listening to the after
show. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, vacations next. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm seeing Beyonce next week.
Huge.
So, yeah. And then it's August. So, until next time,
we will
see you
soon.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.